Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dean Marks, CEO of Premier Power. Premier Power trades on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol PPRW. Premier Power is a global leader in design, engineering, and development of solar projects for the commercial, government, and residential markets in the U.S. as well as Europe. Thanks for joining us today, Dean.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about the drivers behind your year-over-year revenue growth in 08, which were particularly strong.
Very good. As you were stating, we're Premier Power. We're a leading international solar photovoltaic integrator for commercial, government, and residential applications. I think what has allowed this growth is our diversification across these different market segments, as well as our geographical diversification. We're located in North America, both in California, New Jersey. Our market coverage is Arizona, Colorado, Texas, and Florida. We have offices in two offices in Spain, and we're plans to looking at acquisitions in Italy currently. So, and also, I think what's helped our continued growth is our engineering expertise. We have got decades of solar experience, design and engineering on our staff. This allows us to be technology agnostic, so we're not locked into one solution. We are able to listen to what the customer's needs are. We can then design and engineer a system to maximize production of the solar system and meet that customer's needs, whether it be financial or whether there be climate issues. But we can design the best system for their needs. So we will look at thin film. We will look at polycrystalline, cylindrical SIGs, monocrystalline. We use bidirectional trackers. We use dual-axis trackers, single-axis trackers, fixed-mount systems. We have ballasted roof-mount systems so we don't penetrate the roof. And then we use various types of inverters, micro-inverters, inverters for redundancy, and large central inverters. So we're able to put all these different products together and come up with solutions to meet our customers' needs. And so we end up getting a lot of jobs that other companies are unable to engineer or unable to design. So that helps keeps our margins strong.
Okay, and once again, The total revenues were up from $44 million this year from last year of $16.7 million, which is a 165% increase. And can you talk a little bit more about the your record revenues?
Sure.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's the diversification across the market segments, the geographic diversification, and also our engineering expertise are the three main points I feel that sets us apart from most of our competitors. I think probably the most important one of all is we are profitable, and we are really the first publicly traded integrator that has shown consistent profitability. And we've been profitable since our inception over 7 years ago, and we're still profitable today. So we pay close attention to our bottom line. We're not out just trying to get jobs, just to have them. We look at them closely, and we once we design them, we look at the cost very closely in order to ensure that we do make our margins on these jobs.
Okay, and talk about some of thanks for the answer. Talk about some of the trends in your market, and how well positioned is Premier Power to capitalize on the market trends?
Well, I think the big trend is the stimulus package. There's over $6 billion that is in the new stimulus package for solar energy, and a lot of this money is for federal buildings. And we've got a significant pipeline of municipal jobs, both state, federal jobs that are looking to do solar either on their buildings or in the parking lots. We are very strong on parking lot installations of solar. It shades people's cars. It also produces electricity. We even have systems where that track the sun east to west. They're single-axis trackers that follow the sun that increase the performance of the system. So we're able to take advantage of this stimulus money that's out there. Other trends are throughout Europe. The feed-in tariff in Spain is for rooftop, it has held its own over there. It was not reduced like the feed-in tariff for solar farms. So people talk about things are falling off in Spain. Yes, they are as far as solar farms go, but we've always been the rooftop specialist over in Spain, and our business is actually going to be doubling this year in Spain. So we're taking advantage of our expertise on the rooftops and continuing to grow our market share in Spain. Italy, Greece, France are other countries that are looking at solar, and we're planning on expanding in the same manner into these different areas. First, starting out with solar farms, doing large 1, 2, 3 megawatt projects on the ground, but typically these will then the feed-in tariffs for the solar farms will be reduced, just like they were reduced in Spain. They'll maintain the feed-in tariffs for rooftops, and we'll continue our growth with rooftops in these areas.
And you kind of started talking a little bit about it before, but what are some of the things that differentiates Premier Power from the other players in your sector?
Well, again, I think to summarize, it's the being profitable. It's watching very closely what we do. Most of our competitors are not profitable and have never been able to be profitable in the past. So this has always been part of our DNA of watching the bottom line and making sure we're doing a good job for our customers, but making sure that there's enough margin in there to be profitable. Our growth, our model for growing, like in for Southern California, we, unlike other solar integrators who go out there and say, well, we want to open an office here, over here, and over here, and they try to open up 3 offices at once, enter into long-term leases, we do it a little differently. We go into an area, we look at the data, we determine who the competitors are. We determine if our market segment is there or if our demographics are in that area. Then we hire the salespeople. We build up a pipeline. We then open up an office, enter into a long-term lease, and then bring in the installation crews at that point. So this has been very beneficial to us, opening offices in Redland, in Willows, California, in Wall, New Jersey, and in Spain.
And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will it be primarily, or is it primarily organic, or will you look for M&A opportunities as a catalyst for continued growth?
It has been all organic up to this point, and we did a reverse September of 2008 raised some capital at that point, which has made our balance sheet much stronger. And so we are looking at acquisitions. We've been looking at acquisitions over 2 years now very aggressively, but we have certain criteria. We're looking for profitable companies, companies with growth, good management teams, and we're looking for companies that will add to either our geographic diversification or our product diversification. So we are very close to some acquisitions here in Europe and one in California.
And perhaps you can walk us through the background and experience of your current management team.
Sure. myself, I've been in solar since the early 80s. Got extensive background on the designing of systems and the different markets in the United States. My partner, Miguel Dionquin, has experience building out companies in Europe and has been a key player in building out Spain. And then we've got an executive vice president, Stephen Clavette, on the East Coast that has extensive background. His background comes from ESCOs, or energy service companies, and project financing, which has been a benefit to us.
And what specific objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, just recently being public, we have decided not to give guidance at this point, so I'll not be able to answer that question at this time.
That's understandable. And do you think investors understand your company's message?
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of an energy revolution here, and we've got the political backing. All the stars are aligning. Like I said, I've been doing this since the early 80s. It's been ups and downs. From this point forward, I see it just continuing to grow and just spreading across the United States. I mean, we have a 30% federal tax credit, not a deduction, a tax credit that will incentivize homeowners, businesses, municipalities to move forward and to take advantage of solar. And so I just see this energy revolution continuing to grow. And out of the renewables, I feel strongly that solar is the white hat. We call it distributed generation, where you could actually do an installation where the load is or where the electricity is needed, meaning rooftops, parking structures, instead of feeding it into the grid and it traveling miles and there's a lot of line loss. We could put a system on a building, have it feed right into the electrical panel for that building. All that solar energy goes directly into that building. If there's an excess, it will literally spin the meter backwards, feed it out onto the grid for, you know, the neighboring buildings to take advantage of. Or if it is not enough, it seamlessly takes energy from the utility along with the solar and reduces the electrical bills for that company. And this is, of course, in the U.S., it's called net metering. So you're basically paying the utility the difference between what the solar system produces minus what you've used for that year.
And once again, joining us is Dean Marks, CEO of Premier Power, currently trading at $4.25 per share on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is PPRW. And before we conclude, Dean, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Premier Power as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, again, the groundwork for this green movement is just starting. It's a very exciting industry, but it's at the very beginning stages. And we are a company that can show that you can be profitable in this business, and we plan to grow organically and continue to look at merger and acquisitions and continue to grow the company in the long term. And we feel very strongly we could continue to double the size of our company as we've done for the last 3 years.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.